Which one is first?
This is Eowyn, participant 7025. So to get started, why don't you hit a buzzer for me and see what noise makes. Good job. That's like one of my favorite ones. It's your favorite color too, right?
Hi.
Okay. This will be easy for you. We're gonna, you know your alphabet, right?
Right.
Okay. So I want you to tell me the letter, the picture you see, and then another word that might start with that letter.
A. Apple. Apotamus. B. Boy. Balloon. C. Cookie. Cat.
Do you know this one?
Yeah. D. Duck. Dinosaurs!
Uh-huh.
E, F, and A one.
Good.
A fish fan. G, guitar. Grenache.
What's the word again?
Grenache.
Grenache?
Like, it's a hard chocolate.
Oh, ganache. Oh, cool.
H has a horse.
Do you like horses?
Mm-hmm. I, ice cream. J, juice jump.
Good.
K, key, kangaroo.
Mm-hmm.
L, leaf lion. M, monkey, my.
Good.
N, nose.
No.
O, orange, orangutan.
Good word.
P, plate. I'm trying to think. Phone.
Good.
Q, duck, quack. Q, quack. Oh my gosh, this one's hard.
Who is someone that wears a crown?
Queen!
Good.
R, red, rainbow. S, spider, scam.
Scam?
Mm-hmm. T, table, tap.
Good.
U, umbrella.
What direction is this?
Up.
Good.
V, vacuum vet. W, watch, Y. X-ray fish. Y, yogurt, yam.
Nice, you like yams?
I've never actually tried one.
Oh, really?
I'm just saying words. Z, zebra, xylophone.
All right, and where, oh. Does xylophone start with a Z?
No.
I know, it sounds like a star.
Zebra. Zillion.
Zillion?
Yeah.
Is that a name?
No, it's a number, a really big number.
Oh, really? Where would you see a zebra?
Zoo!
Good. What else do you see at the zoo?
Elephants, tigers. I could have said these for these letters.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite animal to see at the zoo?
the wild cats, like the night cats. That's my favorite.
Oh, nice. All right, we're all done with this game. So why don't you go ahead and press the buzzer for me.
You're doing great.
Jifo thinks you're doing a good job. Me too.
Purple.
Good choice. All right, you know letters, so you must know numbers, okay? I want you to tell me the number you see here, and then guess what number is coming next.
1, 2. 2, 3. 3, 4. Mm-hmm. 4, 5. 5, 6. 6, 7. 7, 8. 8, 9. 9, 10. 10. 11. 11, 12, 13, 13, 14, 13, 15, 15, 16, 17. Is this 16? 20. What happened? What do you think is after 15, when from 15 to 20, what do you think is after 20? 21. 25. Oh, wait. What's this number? 25. 30.
Good job.
35?
We're going to trick you again, okay? What do you think is after this?
34. 50.
Well, what's this number?
40.
Mm-hmm. And so what do you think is next?
50.
Good job.
60. 70. 80. 90. 100.
Good. We're going to trick you again. Okay, so
101. 300.
Well, what's this number?
200.
Okay, so what do you think next?
500.
Yeah, I don't know how we got there, personal. But the next number is going to be really big, okay? What do you think it is?
1,000,000.
Close.
1,000.
Yeah.
1,000,000. I'm guessing. What?
Now, this is some math. You don't have to do the math if you just read out the equation for me and then see if you want to try it.
9 plus 7 equals.
Do you want to give it a try? You don't have
yes.
to.
Yes.
Yeah?
16.
Good job. Can you read this one out for me?
19 plus 1 equals.
Is that a plus sign?
19 minus 1 equals 18.
Good job. Now, you probably haven't gotten to this in school yet.
Actually, I learned it at home.
Oh, really?
Somehow, yeah, but I forgot most of it.
That's okay. You can read it out, and then you can try it if you want, or not try it otherwise.
6 times 3 equals. No, thanks.
Do you remember what the answer to this one was?
Is it 18?
Uh-huh. Good job.
Oh,
have
I haven't.
Have you seen the
sign before? Yeah. It's separated. I've never done separated equations before, so I'm 21 separated by 3 equals.
Now, how old did you say you were again?
7.
Oh my gosh, you're so smart.
Wait,
how
what?
How did you get the answer to that?
Because wow. That's how old I am.
Yeah. Good job. Why don't you hit a buzzer for me?
You're doing an awesome job. Thank you, Jifo.
Why don't you hit a buzzer for me?
It sounded weird.
I know. It sounds like a doorbell, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. Do I need to say what they are?
Yep. This one's going to be like, I'll show you how to play this game, okay? Some of these words are obviously real words. Other ones are crazy, silly words, okay?
Okay.
So, it's going to go like this. So if I have one light, and now I have two of them, I have two
lights.
Yeah, good job.
One bag, two bags, one.
This is a silly one, okay? Get ready for this. One yawk. Can you say yawk?
One yawk. Mm-hmm. Two yawks. Is this another silly one?
Mm-hmm. One smide.
One smide, two smides. Silly one.
Mm-hmm. One kel.
One kel, two kel. One rock, two rocks.
One pint.
One pint, two pints.
One slide.
One slide, two slides. One bell, two bells. Silly one.
Mm-hmm. One yag.
One yag, two yag. One crib, two cribs. One shoe, two shoe.
Is that what you'd say?
Two shoes.
There you go.
One boat, two boats.
Yep, it's a boat, but we're gonna call it a ship, okay?
Ship.
So one ship?
One ship, two ships.
One dup?
One dup, two dups.
One skack?
One skack, two skacks.
Good job. One rib.
One rib, two ribs.
One nip.
One nip, two nips.
This is my favorite silly one, okay? One foo.
Like kung fu?
Kind of.
One foo, two foos. One peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna call it a snack.
One snack, two snacks. One mug, two mugs.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna call it a cup.
One cup, two cups.
Good job. Alright, I think Jibo thought that. Look, sponsor's name. There we go, we can move Jibo over. I think Jibo heard his name and, yep, look. Alright, good job. Why don't you press another buzzer for me, okay?
Well, there's only one more left.
Go ahead. There.
You're doing great. Uh-huh.
Thanks, Jibo.
All right, so now we're going to look at some pictures, okay? And I want you to tell me everything that you see.
Fish, a lion, a kid, and a boat.
Mm-hmm. Do you see anything else?
Flowers and a bug.
Okay.
That's all I can make out.
So why are they in a boat together?
I have no clue.
Could you come up with a story for me? Be as creative as you want to be. Okay? This lion could have powers, could talk.
I'm thinking of a story that my mother has read me that's fantasy.
Ooh.
Once upon a time, there was a little boy named... I gotta think of a name!
Alex?
Mm-mm. I'm trying to think of Edmund. Once there was a boy named Edmund who loved lions, but didn't know that there was one lion that was at the zoo that had magical powers. And then one time, that lion escaped and went into a boat that had the little boy in it, and they lived happily together.
Wow. Edmund, that sounds like the Chronicles of Narnia. Have you ever heard of that story?
Yes, because my mother is reading that to me.
Oh, so wait. Good.
And the name of the lion is Aslan.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about this fish? Why is it upside down?
Wait, what?
Does the fish have powers?
Yes.
Does it come from outer space?
And then there was fish from outer space.
How'd they get here?
He was evil. He had traveled from space all the way to Earth.
Oh my gosh.
To steal the lion away and take him to space so they could use his magical powers. The end.
Oh my gosh. What are they trying to use his magical powers for?
They want to destroy Earth.
No! And how's this boy going to help the lion? What can he offer?
The boy was going to throw him away to get safe from all the fish, because all the fish were evil. Dad.
Scary. Alright, let's look at this next one, okay?
Oh, this is going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
I want to tell the story first.
Yes, please.
Once upon a time, there was a boy who wanted so much to be an astronaut.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, maybe not astronauts.
That would be cool.
And so he practiced pretending flying planes by using his bed to act like it was a plane. And he made paper airplanes so it could look like a jet. And it says it's hard. This was an enchanted place, and the clouds could talk, and the wind could too. You could see the wind. It was a very majestical place.
If clouds could talk, what would they say?
One cloud said to another cloud, "Hey Pete, what's going on?" Pete said, "What's going on, chicken?" "I have no clue what's going on," said Pete. "I'm a chicken."
Wow, that's an amazing conversation. Do you see anything else in this picture? There's a lot going on.
And his fish could talk, which is amazing. He always said, "Blub, blub, hello, blub, blub, goodbye, blub, blub, chickens."
Is this an evil fish from this, or is it a nice fish?
It was the only fish. Remember the story that I told earlier? It was the only nice fish left on that planet.
Wow.
And so it was doing its best to keep the boy safe, because guess what? I'm pretending that this boy is born on this planet. The lion was hidden. He had prepared a room in the attic because his mother hated lions. She was working for the fish.
No way.
So was his father.
And, are you kidding?
And his father's father and mother. And his mother's father and mother. But
his
those
whole family is against him?
Except his great grandfather, his great grandmother.
Thank goodness. Right?
Everyone else in his family, except the fish actually controlled the people. It had only gotten them under control. But the others stayed safe. And since they had gone away, the other people in his family would help him. And his pet fish was a very good companion.
So how come the fish can control everyone when they have to be in water at all times? Because all the people hide on dry land?
Yeah, because they can turn... Have you seen Luca?
No.
Well, it's like him. He's like a fish, and when he's on land, he turns into a human. They go on land and turn into a human.
That's scary.
But this one, since he's with all of the other family members, had to live with him. And that fish had power over that entire family because he was the spirit of the goddess fish who was trying to destroy them.
Oh my gosh. So do you think his family that all are working against him, do you think they're actually fish that have turned into his family members and pretending that they're their family members?
Mm-hmm.
And then all of his real family are somewhere else?
Mm-hmm. That's actually true.
Really?
How do you read my mind?
Oh my gosh. Because your storytelling skills are so amazing. So how come there's no ceiling here?
Hang on. I think I've come up with... They had taken off the ceiling because he wanted to fly his planes out into the night sky. He loved the stars. He loved the sky. So he had... His parents, his real parents, before they had been stolen, he had his parents, take the roof off the entire house because they had loved the night sky. And
what
the
happened
sky.
When it rained or it was cold?
Oh, it never rained or ever cold. It was only spring with no rain. Because they had plenty of water in the streams. Because the sun did not shine too brightly like it does here on Earth.
So where is this magical place that doesn't have rain and it's always beautiful weather? Where is this place?
It's hidden far back in the deeps of the space.
So are they from Earth or are they from a different planet?
Different planet.
Wow. What's the planet called?
Hang on. Let me think of a name. Deepod.
You're going to name the planet Deepod?
Yeah.
That's cool. Are there a bunch of robots that roam the planet too?
Mm-hmm. They are all friendly.
Okay, so they're all good robots.
Yes, good robots, and they're all named Deepod.
All right, you did awesome explaining this one. We've got a couple more pictures we want to look at.
Okay, this is funny.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me about this picture?
Can I say something real quick? All these stories are from a different planet. I'll tell you the names of this planet. Okay. The name of this planet first. It's called, can you guess it?
I don't know. I'm not that good at reading minds.
Sucks of the day. What's the name of the robots?
Jibo Planet Number 2?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Is it just called Jibo 2?
Yeah. Jibo 2.
Okay.
Okay. Once upon a time. Oh, wait. Is this supposed to be a girl? Okay.
That's okay.
So what is Jeepo? Is Jeepo part of the games?
Yeah, at the end, we're going to get to talk to Jeepo a little bit more, okay?
But I right can't now, wait to talk.
Let's look at this picture for now.
Once there was a girl who lived on a planet called Jeepo 2. It was a very magical planet. It was right above Jeepo Planet 1. That's the name of the planet. And there were robots there as well. And they were all named Jeepod. Because all the robots on enchanted places were named Jeepod.
Jeepo heard his name.
Hi, Jeepo.
And what about these people? Why are they on Jeepo Planet 2?
Because the evil fish had forced them away from their home.
What's this called?
Jeepo. Right. It's called Jeepo.
You know what animal this is?
It's an octopus. But so, it's actually going to be called Jeepo Planet Cat.
Okay.
Because I think Jeepo Planet Cat. It's a good name for it.
I think so too.
The cat.
So this is
it's actually a cat that can turn into an octopus. Right. That way it can swim in space.
So this is another animal that lives in water. Is it good or bad?
Good. All the animals that live on enchanted places are good. But the animals on Earth are evil in the stories. Okay. This is going to be a steers. Called Jeepo.
I'm excited.
Why does Jeepo turn blue?
Because he hears his name.
When does he hear his name, Jeepo?
Jeepo. Hey, Jeepo. Look. Say it really loud.
Hey, Jeepo.
There you go. And okay, let's keep looking at this picture. What's she doing?
She was a scientist who liked experimenting with light, hoping that she could bring light to planet Jeepo number 2. The planet Jeepo was a very good place, and her relatives lived on Jeepo.
So she's a good scientist, not a mad scientist.
She's not a math scientist. She's a good scientist. She has very good scientist work. And her name was Jeepo.
What kind of research does she do?
Actually, I haven't thought about that. She researches about their home. Planet Jeepo. Actually, no, she searches about planet Jeepo. Not planet Jeepo 2. And turn blue.
All right, let's look at this one, okay?
Okay. Wait. Wait, why is that huge?
I don't know. You tell me.
Can I name it Jeepo?
Sure.
Everything should be named Jeepo.
Tell me about this picture.
The Jeepo boy. carried a jeep-owed radish. It was a huge jeep-owed radish, because jeep-owed radishes were his favorite thing to eat. He made jeep-owed radish soups. Everything that he ate was made out of jeep-owed radishes. So he had a pet slug named, can you guess it?
Jonathan?
What?
Is that what you were gonna name it?
No, I was gonna name it Jeep-owed.
Oh.
Jeep-owed. Everything needs to be named Jeep-owed.
Okay.
Jeep-owed.
So on this planet, is everything big or are all the people really small?
The people are really small and these are really small too. That way, and by the way, the name of this planet was Jeep-owed number 3. No, okay. Jeep-owed 3. Jeep-owed 3. Jeep-owed 3.
So this is just the Jeep-owed galaxy over here.
Yes. It was a different galaxy that had been, that had not, that the evil fish had not
been to yet.
Yes, because they couldn't go out of that galaxy. It was too hard for them.
Okay. Well, you did an awesome job with these pictures. Why don't you hit two buzzes at once? Let's try that. Good job. Do you like to read?
You bet. Oh, boy. Okay. I've done this with Mr. Becker.
Oh, really? Why don't you read these, okay?
Both?
Mm-hmm.
Marcus loves to run. When he runs, he beats all the other boys at school. He runs and makes touchdowns in football. Marcus wants to play football at Ohio State when he grows up. If you want to go to Ohio State, his grandma said, you need to get good grades in school. Marcus goes to school every day. Pays attention and listens to his teacher. He does all of his homework and asks his teacher for help. School is not always easy for Marcus, but he does his best. His dream is to play football for Ohio State. He will work hard for his dream. My name is Mackin. Is that Mackin or Mackin? And I'm just going to call him Mackin. My name is Mackin, and I am 6 years old. I have a big sister named Mayan, who is 13 years old. I love my sister. She is so much fun. Mayan takes me to the park where I can swing, slide, and play ball with my friends. One day, my friend Bob, Mayan, and I were playing catch. Bob threw the ball really hard and went far in the park. Some big boys caught my ball and began to run away with it. Mayan ran very fast and caught the big boys. Mayan made them give my ball back. Mayan, Bob, and I had fun playing with the ball. I love my sister. She is so much fun.
You are an amazing reader. Let's try this one too, okay?
Yeah. Whew. Okay. Oh, I love this story.
Really?
Wait. This is the Rosa Parks. The story takes place in 1955. One day, Rosa Parks had a long day at work. Rosa was 42 years old. She was black. She waited for the bus to go home. She was very tired. Rosa got on the bus and sat down. The seat she sat was in the front of the bus. In 1955, the city she lived in, had an unfair law. The law stated that if there were not enough seats on the bus for black people must let the white people sit in their seats. Soon after, Rosa got on the bus, but the seats were full. Then more white people got on the bus. The white people waited for Rosa to get off from her seat. Rosa didn't think it was fit. She did not want to be treated poorly any longer just because she was black. She said no and did not give up her seat. Rosa Parks was arrested and put in jail. Many people found out what had happened. Some didn't think it was fair and felt mad. So the black people in her town said, "We are not going to ride the bus until the laws change." For 1 year, black people did not ride the bus. Finally, the law was fixed. Rosa Parks helped black people to be treated fairly. She was a role model and a leader. All across the United States, people begin to insist on being treated fairly.
Good job. Here, the video. Okay. All right, do you want to do one more reading or do you want to move on?
Move on.
Hey.
Can I press two of them again?
Of course.
I want to press all of them at the same time.
Go ahead.
Hang on.
Alright, so this is the last game we're
going to
play.
Okay. Can I ask my mother something real quick?
You're doing an awesome job.
Thank you. Mom, where's Pa?
Hold on a second, so you gotta get up and walk because his knees were hurting. We'll be right back.
We're almost done, okay?
Okay.
Alright, I want you to tell me what's going on in the picture and then how you would do it.
It's a boy brushing his teeth.
Mm-hmm. How do you brush your teeth? What do you need?
You need it. Toothbrush, toothpaste, and then water so you can like wet your toothbrush.
And then what?
And then you brush and brush. I use a mechanical one, so I just have to brush the cue, no, and then just move it up and down.
Oh, good. What about this one?
It's a boy washing his hands. I would do it like this. I would first wet my hands and then squirt on soap, rub it for a million seconds.
Wow, that's a long time.
And then I would rinse, dry, and then have a nice day. That's my role model for that. It's a boy tying his shoes. It looks like he's probably tying them together though. Mm-hmm. Is he?
I think he's tying them together on one shoe. Do you know how to tie your shoes?
Yes. So you take two, put one under the other, pull it tight, then make bunny ears, do the same thing, and then do it again, and then there you go. Shoe tied.
Good.
A girl pouring out some cereal. I usually just start with milk, and then, this is how my mother makes it for me. She puts the milk in, right, Mom? Or is it, I think my mother does cereal and then milk, and then I eat it.
What cereal do you like to eat?
I seriously don't know.
All kinds?
Yes, that one. And I wish there were ones that could help save the bees.
Oh, I know.
Are you scared of bees?
I'm not too scared because I know that if I just don't mess with them and I give them their space, then they won't hurt me.
It's a boy getting dressed. I usually like wearing dresses. So I just take my clothes, put them on, and then dip, and then do what else my mother tells me to do.
How do you pick your clothes for the day?
I go into my closet and look at my clothes. Sometimes it takes me for like 2 minutes to pick. And the stuff that I choose is what I wear. That's how I do it.
What do you wear for special occasions?
Dresses. Even though camp's not a special occasion, I try to wear dresses every day.
Well, it's fun. It seems that you want to look forward to.
Yep. And Depot is so cute.
What about this picture?
It's a girl making cupcakes.
Have you ever made cupcakes?
No.
Have you ever decorated cupcakes?
No.
Have you ever eaten a cupcake?
Yes.
Okay, thank goodness. What about cookies?
I've never made a cookie.
Have you ever decorated a cookie?
No.
Have you ever eaten a cookie?
Yes.
have any desserts that you've ever made before?
No.
No, you just eat them. Me too. I'm all about, you know, not doing any work and just reaping the benefits.
It's a girl painting. Is a girl or a boy? Can't tell. What's his name? Is it Jeepode?
What is she painting?
She's painting in the sunshine!
How is she painting? What does she do?
So you should wet your brush, get some paint, wet it, and then, like, pat it dry real quick. What else? And then you stick it into the paint, and then paint the sunshine. Is that one named Jeepode?
Probably. She could be named anything you want.
Jeepo! Wait, is it Jeepo or Jeepode?
Jeepo.
Okay, Jeepo. Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a boy buckling himself.
How do you do that?
You're just gonna have my parents do it for me.
What sound does it make when it's in the buckle?
A click. Jeepo is so adorable. Jeepo! Wait, is it a girl or a boy? Girl or boy?
It's a girl.
I thought it was.
What about this picture? We're almost done, okay?
It's a girl pretending to feed her stuffy.
Do you ever do that?
Sometimes I pretend to have a tea party with them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How do you do that? Who gets invited and who doesn't get invited?
I have a lot of stuffed animals.
So who do you usually have tea with? Who's the in crowd?
Maple and Maple Stripes. They are two owl polar bears. Not owl polar bears. I was just saying owl because I just hurt myself.
So what are they? They're an owl and a polar bear? Or they're two polar bears? Or they're two owls? Or they're a mix?
No, they're just polar bears. I said owl because I hurt myself.
Oh, owl. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were calling them owl polar bears. I was like, I would like to see what they look like. Would they have wings? What would an owl polar bear look like?
I thought that they were an owl polar bear.
I know, but if you could imagine what an owl polar bear would look like.
Oh, I think I know. It would have wings. Mm-hmm. And it could turn its head. Oh, wait, I just did that.
Would they only come out at night?
Yeah.
Would they live in a hot climate or a cold climate?
Cold. They're like snow owl polar bears.
Oh, that's smart. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we look at one more picture and then you're going to be done, okay?
Okay. Oh, but I have no clue what this is.
What does it look like is happening?
This looks like a girl. No clue what it looks like.
What is she wearing?
Fancy clothes.
Why? Do you ever wear fancy clothes?
Yes. Wait, why did Jeepo just light up?
I don't know.
That was weird. Jeepo fancy clothes.
Do you ever play dress up?
No. I never play dress up.
Never? Do you ever dress up for Halloween?
Yeah. Half the time it's just a plain... It's just a rainbow dress and a... My mother was sticking my tongue at me.
Do you know where you're going to be this year?
No.
Okay. Well, why don't you press all the buzzers again? We're all done. You've done an awesome job. Okay. That's great. You did science today. You've been so helpful.